In the third week of February 2013, guests at the old hotel on South Main Street began calling the front desk about the water. Low pressure. A strange taste. A dark color when it ran. A maintenance worker named Santiago Lopez climbed to the roof, opened one of the four cylindrical tanks, and found the body of Elisa Lam, a 21-year-old Canadian student who had been missing for 19 days. Guests had been drinking and showering in that water the whole time. That is the verified part. Everything around it is the mystery, and it deserves to be told straight. Before she vanished, the hotel's elevator camera recorded 4 minutes of footage the LAPD released hoping someone would recognize her. Elisa Lam steps in and presses a column of buttons. The doors will not close. She leans out into the hallway, looking one way, then the other. She steps out and gestures, hands moving in slow, fluid shapes, towards something the camera never sees. Then she walks away, and the doors, which stayed open the entire time she was inside, quietly close. The coroner ruled the death an accidental drowning, with bipolar disorder as a significant condition. She had reportedly stopped taking her medication, and investigators read the footage as a manic episode. That is the official version, stated plainly. But the file keeps its own puzzles. The roof was reached past a locked, alarmed door or up an exterior fire escape, and no alarm was reported that night. Accounts differed about whether the heavy tank lid was found open or closed. She was found unclothed, her clothes floating in the water beside her, a detail no account has ever explained. The released footage carries a blurred timestamp, and people who counted its frames argue it was slowed, with time unaccounted for. How she got into the tank alone is a question the record answers with silence. The Cecil opened in 1927 with 700 rooms, and the Depression turned it into a residential hotel on the edge of the 50 blocks the city later designated, deliberately, as a containment zone for the people downtown preferred not to see. At least 16 people died inside during its first decades. Goldie Osgood, the retired telephone operator who fed the pigeons in Pershing Square, was beaten and stabbed in her room in 1964. No one was ever charged. In 1985, the night stalker, Richard Ramirez, lived on the top floor for $14 a night while he murdered across the county. 6 years later, Jack Unterweger, an Austrian journalist already convicted of murder at home, checked in and strangled three women by the same method he had used before. Some investigators believe Unterweger picked the Cecil deliberately to sleep where Ramirez had slept. That is conjecture. The folklore reaches back further still. Elizabeth Short, the Black Dahlia, is said to have taken her last drinks at the Cecil's bar in January 1947. LAPD records place her last confirmed sighting across downtown at the Biltmore, yet the story stays fastened to this address. Longtime residents and ghost researchers say the Cecil holds something that the building collects. Guests have photographed figures standing in its windows. Urban historians answer with the zoning map, concentrate a city's most precarious people into one unwatched building for 90 years, and harm will concentrate with them. Both accounts are on the table, and the second does not shrink the first. The more of the documented record you read, the heavier the question gets. The hotel, rebranded Stay on Main in 2011 while the old painted Cecil sign stayed on the brick, is closed now, scaffold, slowly becoming supportive housing. As you pass 640 South Main, look up at the roofline where the tank stood. 19 days in a staffed hotel and nobody noticed. What was this building holding?